during the gospel because the lineman goes, there's Father Adam. Always entertaining. God bless him. A couple weeks ago, Deacon John came to me and said, do you mind if we switch preaching weekends coming up? And not having even looked at the readings, I was like, sure. I mean, I want to be flexible. And yeah, I don't blame you for not necessarily wanting to preach on your 50th anniversary, but rather to sit with your wife. And so I did. We switched. You preached last weekend. I preached this weekend. I didn't yet look at the readings or have a clear understanding of what those readings were, but once I realized that he would have been preaching on the book of Job and Peter's mother-in-law, I can see why a married man would probably want to avoid that on his wedding anniversary. These readings are intense, especially Job. My Lord, it's not easy to make our way through the book of Job. It's so intense with the emotion, the despair, especially that we hear today from Job. It's so much. He is unloading his burdens that he has encountered upon the Lord. And we will hear in the following chapters that God listens to him. God desires to walk that journey with him. And yet, it's still a difficult book to work our way through. I was reading an article the other day. It was specifically entitled, I Desire to Burden My Loved Ones. I Desire to Burden My Loved Ones. And I thought, that's interesting. I wonder what that has to say. And what this author was describing was a moment in which he was at an advanced directives workshop. And in that, a lot of the individuals there were speaking about how they did not desire to burden their loved ones. Now, don't get me wrong. It's all about balance. It really is. I mean, if one is looking forward to burdening their loved ones, well, that might be problematic as well. But he, having reflected on it, thought about how being a burden on someone you love is part of love. Indeed, at every wedding we celebrate, there is the recognition on some level that there's difficulty that's awaiting that couple in their lives, that there is pain and suffering as well as joy and hope and goodness, that one of them will more than likely leave before the other. And yet our world has convinced us that we don't want to burden our loved ones, that we actually go out of our way sometimes. The increase of the talk around euthanasia and all of that in our lives earlier, so that we don't burden our loved ones. There's a lot of pain, a lot of difficulty in that. And yet, there's an obligation as well. St. Paul specifically talks about his obligation to preach the gospel, that he is obliged out of love to preach God's word. And married couples and all of us are obliged to love those who we are in union with, especially our families. There is both sides of that, the love and the burden. Peter's mother-in-law is appearing to be a burden, at least on some level, to that household. We don't know about Peter's wife. We don't know if she has already passed, if she's still alive. We don't know what happened to her. We do know that Peter, our first pope, was married, that he had a wife, that he had a mother-in-law. And so so within that, he is caring for her. She is a burden on him, and yet he desires to introduce her to Jesus Christ. That he desires to bring him into that situation, not to get rid of the burden, not because he doesn't love her, but because he desires what is good. He has taken her on as a member of his family, and he is burdened by her. When we think of burdens, we often think of that which we want to let go of, that which we don't want. Children, too, are a burden on their parents. All that goes into raising children, it is part of the cycle of what we, how we live. That by being a burden, we teach one another to love. We teach one another to take on one another's burdens. Within that, we see how Jesus Christ has come to heal us, but also to walk with us in that suffering, to be with us in the midst of that. When it's uncertain how it is that we are called to address the burdens in our lives, desiring not to be too great a burden on our loved ones, but wanting to share in that love as well, there is one who can and does carry all of it. There is one who can and does desire to hold all of that. That's the one that Job cries out to today, unleashing all of his burdens, all of his sorrow, all of his grief and anger, all of his uncertainty about the future. He unleashes that, he burdens God with that, and God doesn't tell him to be quiet. He rather takes that on for himself, to recognize that Job is not alone in all of this he is experiencing. Let us, in our lives, look to married couples and to families as this inspiration as to how to share one another's burdens. Because as we share a burden, we prove and show